You may remember from last week that out of his skillful means, Vimalakirti manifested himself as sick, as ill, and thousands of people came to inquire after his health. Thousands of people of Vaishali. The text mentions the king. The king himself came. The officials, the lords, the youths, the aristocrats, the businessmen, the townsfolk, and the country folk. In other words, many different kinds of laymen came to see him. And this was his teaching to those laymen. He says, first of all, friends, this body is so impermanent, fragile, unworthy of confidence, and feeble. It is so insubstantial, perishable, short-lived, painful, filled with diseases, and subject to changes. Thus, my friends, as this body is only a vessel of many sicknesses, wise men do not rely on it. This body is like a ball of foam, unable to bear any pressure. It is like a water bubble, not remaining very long. It is like a mirage, born from the appetites of the passions. It is like the trunk of the plantain tree, having no core. Alas, this body is like a machine, a nexus of bones and tendons. It is like a magical illusion, consisting of falsifications. It is like a dream, being an unreal vision. It is like a reflection, being the image of former actions. It is like an echo, being dependent on conditioning. It is like a cloud, being characterized by turbulence and dissolution. It is like a flash of lightning, being unstable and decaying every moment. The body is ownerless, being the product of a variety of conditions. The body is inert like the earth, selfless like water, lifeless like fire, impersonal like the wind, and non-substantial like space. This body is unreal, being a collocation of the four main elements. It is void, not existing as self or as self-possessed. It is inanimate, being like grass, trees, walls, clods of earth, and hallucinations. It is insensate, being driven like a windmill. It is filthy, being an agglomeration of pus and excrement. It is false, being fated to be broken and destroyed, in spite of being anointed and massaged. It is afflicted by the 404 diseases. It is like an ancient well, constantly overwhelmed by old age. Its duration is never certain. Certain only is its end in death. This body is a combination of aggregates, elements, and sense media, which are comparable to murderers, poisonous snakes, and an empty town, respectively. Therefore, you should be revulsed by such a body. You should despair of it, and should arouse your admiration for the body of the Tathagata. And here, the teaching takes a positive turn. Here, Vimalakirti describes the highest spiritual ideal. He says, friends, the body of a Tathagata is the body of Dharma, born of Gnosis. The body of a Tathagata is born of the stores of merit and wisdom. It is born of morality, of meditation, of wisdom, of the liberations, and of the knowledge and vision of liberation. It is born of love, compassion, joy, and impartiality. It is born of charity, discipline, and self-control. It is born of the path of 10 virtues. It is born of patience and gentleness. It is born of the roots of virtue planted by solid efforts. It is born of the concentrations, the liberations, the meditations, and the absorptions. It is born of learning, wisdom, and liberative technique. It is born of the 37 aids to enlightenment. It is born of mental quiescence and transcendental analysis. It is born of the 10 powers, the 4 fearlessnesses, and the 18 special qualities. It is born of all the transcendences, all the perfections, that is. It is born from sciences and superknowledges. It is born of the abandonment of evil qualities and of the collection of all good qualities. It is born of truth. It is born of reality. It is born of conscious awareness. Friends, The body of a Tathagata is born of innumerable good works. Towards such a body you should turn your aspirations, and in order to eliminate the sicknesses of the passions of all living beings, you should conceive the spirit of unexcelled, perfect enlightenment. So that was Vimalakirti's teaching to the laymen.